Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, yo.
Welcome to Raw Business Radio. I'm your host, Big Bad Wolf, co-host, Big Long Wolf. And guys, this is the Wolf Pack, also known as Raw Business Radio also. So if you're looking for Raw Business Radio, this is the exact same thing as Wolf Pack TV. We're just going to talk about the sports today. Let's get right to it. Some interesting things that I had to talk about today was let's see. I go on ESPN.com. Tell me why I see Kevin Durant get a tattoo of Rick James on his leg. I don't know what's going on with that situation. If I would have picked a tattoo, I wouldn't have put another man on there unless it was my son or my grandpa. So, I don't know to each his own, I guess. Just random stuff that's going on, that was one of them that just came to my mind right now, second thing is the Broncos releasing Mark Sanchez and the Cowboys re-sign him. Cowboys are turning into a disappointing franchise, and to be a good representation of Texas, your business has to be really, really good if you're going to be representing this state of Texas. Cowboys have proven this ain't the 90s. They're trying to re-resurrect the 90s for some reason. All you Cowboys fans, if you're listening, you guys know y'all fucked up. Tony Romo got hurt again in preseason and could be out for a long time. And the same symptoms that he's having, ladies and gentlemen, I have. I got three herniated discs in my back. I think he has a herniated disc in his back. This is like the second or third time he's re-injured it. He might have to retire, man. He might be forced to retire. And, they say that Prescott has been is really a QB. He's been doing his thing. So we'll definitely see when the season starts, when the NFL season starts, on what's going on with that situation. But going back to the Cowboys, everybody getting in trouble, getting caught with weed. These guys are getting paid millions of dollars, and they were saying that Randall Gregory went into a department store and was stealing drawers and some cologne out of a department store. Bro, that is definitely crash dummy. I mean, you probably would have been better off gambling or doing something else to get the money that you needed to get. Why would you want to go to a department store and say, you should have just went to Walmart and stole it if you want to steal? I'm not trying to promote that behavior on Raw Business Radio, but I'm saying if you really need something like that that bad, then shit, I would have opened up that fucking package in Walmart of the boxers and put them hoes in my pocket, saying if I really needed some drawers and I didn't have no $12 or $13, and you get five to seven draws in a package. I don't understand what that was crash dummy. That's what makes us look bad as African American people, ladies and gentlemen. And y'all don't see that, and you know these athletes are just running around here reckless, like they can just do whatever the fuck they want and not have any consequences. You know, it's just really sad. And I know that Kaepernick is getting more and more hate for him sitting down. From Drew Brees and Ben Roethlisberger, but Ben, you actually got off a rape charge. You don't want to talk about that shit. Peyton Manning got off too, so y'all don't even get me started about that shit. You know, this and that, because of this and that, and this and that, or whatever. You know, y'all got to miss me with that bullshit. You guys did things far worse, but of course, Colin Kaepernick, they're gonna keep talking about him. Why? Because you know what I'm saying, he's half black. So moving on, I wasn't going to turn this into Wild Out Wednesdays. I was just going to let you guys know how I was feeling about those situations. Moving on, Sam Bradford, he gets traded to the Minnesota Vikings. I think this is what the quarterback, they need something. They need somebody because, you know, the QB, they got injured. Teddy Bridgewater got injured. And I really, I talked about this last week. I really hate to see them guys get injured, African-American QBs get injured, especially because the microscope is so far on them and any little thing that they do, you know what I'm saying, any mess up or anything that, they get critiqued in a bigger scale on national television is just ridiculous. So we'll definitely see what Sam Bradford does. He's been wanting to get out of Philadelphia Eagles when they signed Carson Wentz. So Carson Wentz actually gets to be the starter for the Philadelphia Eagles. We'll definitely see what's going on. Now, here's the problem I have. Going back to the Colin Kaepernick situation, you guys know that he's not starting. All the San Francisco 49ers fans know that he's not starting in San Francisco. They're going to put Blaine Gabbert. And he's, ladies and gentlemen, he is not good. He's better. I mean, I wouldn't even put him as a third-string quarterback. I would definitely not put him as a second-string quarterback. I don't know what Chip Kelly is trying to do over there. I mean, there goes that prejudice side that he's been accused of in Philadelphia. It's the same shit that's happening in San Francisco. It looks like it because of that whole situation. So, you know, it's just a lot of negative. It looks like the NFL is starting off to be negative. A lot of negative issues that are happening right now in the NFL. Something positive that I will say, I told you guys to watch out for Tim Tebow. He might end up making a return for NFL. Somebody's going to get him. And the Atlanta Braves want to sign him to a Major League Baseball contract. I'm very happy for him. I'm glad that, that he's getting, that he's a part of the sports entertainment and getting paid professionally to do it. It just goes to show you, you know, that he does have an arm. Everybody's saying that he can't throw this and that and this and that, but hey man, he's got to be signing. He's gonna probably be making more than an NFL player in the Major League Baseball. So, Wolf, anything you wanted to add on those topics? I know you didn't pick Tony Romo on your fantasy or Sam Bradford or Blaine Gabbert. So, the Vikings give up a number one pick to get Sam Bradford. I think they gave up too much for him to get a that not even an elite caliber quarterback in Sam Bradford. He's actually pretty streaky. So, your thoughts on any of these issues?
Well, I guess if I'm a Cowboy fan, I'm hoping that Dak, you know, takes over and does what he's supposed to do. But you know, of course, I mean, Tony Romo, once he's hurt, he's always hurt. You know, every year, same old story. You know, same old song. So. So you hope Dak can get the job done. I guess he'll have his opportunity, you know. But you know, what happens with that. As far as Teddy Bridgewater getting hurt, man, you know, that's a guy that I was rooting for. You know, good QB, you know, out of Louisville, came under Charlie Strong, you know, just had a big win the other night against Notre Dame. But, you know, he's out for the season, looks like. So, you know, they pick up Sam Bradford. We'll see if he can, you know, fill the void. You know,
Yeah, we're definitely seeing all the Texas teams won in Texas. A&M won, UT won. You know, I didn't get to see the game. I know it was very packed down here. In the city of Austin, of course, the tailgate party was going crazy. First game of the season, so you know everybody was getting their grub on downtown. So we had a lot of UT. The whole downtown was lit up orange. So congratulations to you UT people. Maybe you UT fans, y'all would actually tip more that your team won. So I know you guys get into y'all feelings when UT doesn't win and don't want to tip, you know. So I'm glad that my Texas A&M boys won. We almost lost that game. I only got to see the replays of it on my computer. I didn't actually get to see the game. So I'm actually going to be tuned in this year to watch, try to catch every Texas A&M game and try to, you know, you guys know my NFL teams for this year, for the NFC. I mean, the NFL season, Pittsburgh and Seattle, both of those are my teams. Everybody's like, you got two teams. Yeah, I'm not really – I'm a player guy in NFL. Now, NBA, we could talk NBA all day. I'm a straight Boston Celtics fan. Have been for the past 8 years. I was a Timberwolves fan before that. Then I see that franchise go downhill. No, I'm not jumping on the young bandwagon. I'd rather just stay in Boston because my favorite color is green. So – and Isaiah Thomas is killing the game right now. Lone Wolf, I think you wanted to add something about your Tennessee Titans. Didn't you guys pull off – y'all got Andre Johnson, I believe, in the Tennessee organization. He's the wide receiver for you guys. He's starting, isn't he? All right, we might have lost connection with Big Bad Wolf, so – I'm sorry, Lone Wolf, so we'll see what's going on. But anyway, back to what I was saying. Andre Johnson, he's actually a wide receiver for the Tennessee Titans. Everybody knows that. So, you know, if you have him on your fantasy, that will be a sleeper pick right there for you guys. If you have, I noticed a lot of people pick Teddy Bridgewater in your fantasy picks. You guys are going to have to trying to make adjustments, I guess. Not really that many elite quarterbacks out there. All the good ones are gone. Drew Brees, the quarterback from San Diego Chargers, is gone. I noticed they pick him like 3 or 4 round. But man, I had big hopes for Teddy Bridgewater as well as Long Wolf for what he was just getting done saying. And I had really big hopes for him. And we'll just definitely see. I'm going to get in contact to get it really, really down to business when it comes to NFL Sundays. So we'll definitely see what's going on with that. In NBA news, I noticed that Yao Ming is in the Hall of Fame. Congratulations to the big China man for being in the Hall of Fame. Injuries kept him from getting the ring. So, you know, with that being said, it's just couldn't get a ring. That's what happens when you're 7'6" and you're size 13 shoe. You just and it's just you know, the gravity and the you know, you gotta at least be wearing a size 16 or 17 to balance out your body for all that weight. That's why he was having foot problems. I mean, 7'6" with 13 shoe, you're gonna have foot problems, man, with all that weight. I think he was like 295, almost 300 pounds. So that's gonna be wearing tear on your feet. So, you know, shout out to him. Hopefully, I would like to see Tracy McGrady come back. I don't think he is, though. Hopefully, they put him in the Hall of Fame pretty soon. AI, congratulations to him being in the Hall of Fame. He deserved it. I hate that he didn't get any rank. He didn't get, you know, no rings. But that's okay, though, because he played his ass off. Like, he just broke every fucking game and gave it his all. So, with that being said, you know, you guys keep it locked here. It's Raw Business Radio, Wolfpack_TV. Hit us up. when we make the transition. Rob is ready to support Black businesses, guys. Podcast every Tuesday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., sometimes at 3 p.m., sometimes at 10. Keep us locked. Keep us, keep on the website, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Really big on those. Hit us up on all the social media websites. Let us know what's going on. I understand y'all watch First Take, so y'all probably going to get y'all news there and probably not even pay attention to us. It's okay. We're going to continue to keep giving you guys this stuff that we got going on and just on how we feel, because you guys kind of want to know what's going on with us and what are our views on situations anytime. So with that being said, shout out to all the Texas teams in Texas that won today. That won this past weekend. Also, keep it locked here. And we'll definitely keep you guys updated on what's going on Raw Business Radio. Hopefully Seattle goes all the way. Hopefully Pittsburgh goes all the way. Hopefully them two meet in the Super Bowl. So we'll definitely see what's going on. Tennessee Titans, along with the big fans, we've been a fan ever since they made the transition from Houston all the way to Tennessee Titans. Marcus Mariota, Andre Johnson, they gonna be doing their thing. All eyes gonna be on them too. A lot of Tennessee Titans fans, they actually the original Houston Oilers, which I think they should have went back to the Houston Oilers. I thought that was a good team, Houston Oilers, with Warren Moon as a QB. I think he was still in the game. So and going back to the Tim Tebow situation, I hope he shines. I'm actually praying for him. Deshaun, Tim Tebow, you deserve it. Show them that you ain't got to join the Illuminati in order to get this millions of dollars. You can also be down with Christ and still get millions of dollars also. And, keep your soul, pure with God. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm actually looking forward to all these guys, man, happening. It's going to be a good year for NFL. It's going to be a good year for NBA, which preseason starts in October. Now, I really want to talk about WWE. Haven't been watching the shows lately, guys. I actually need to start watching the shows. I've actually always watched them the day after they already show. Kevin Owens, let me tell y'all something, guys. Kevin Owens decided he needed to win that title. He should have won. I think he should have won that at the beginning of this year. They should have put him on. You know what I'm saying? He's the really, him and Chris Jericho are running that heel faction right now, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling y'all right now, Wolf Nation, Kevin Owens, Universal title, happening. He's going to go places. The Kevin Owens Show. You know what I'm saying? You can find that only on WWE.com. You guys know where to find the shirts. I read somewhere that Roman Reigns is going to be the next Paul Heyman guy. So him and Brock Lesnar are going to be in tag matches most likely, since they both got the same manager. So we'll definitely see what's going on with that situation. I guess they're trying to rebuild, and I think they're going to make I got a feeling they're going to make Kevin Owens go babyface here pretty soon and make Roman Reigns go heel. He's been going heel. Seth Rollins as a babyface, I haven't really watched him. He's actually a pretty good heel. He's known for getting the crowd to hate him, so that's good. So we'll definitely see what's going on. Sasha Banks made a major announcement. I don't think that she would. I think she has to be, she's going to be out for 6 to 8 months. I actually read that 2 months ago that she's going to be out. She was wrestling with back injury. That's why she didn't get the women's title. Or if she does have the title right now, she has to give it up. So we'll definitely see what's going on with WWE, guys. I've been watching WWE since 1996. Let me tell you something right now, man. You know what I'm saying? Wrestling is awesome, man. I love it. I went to go see it live. Had a blast. I suggest all you wrestling fans, go check it out live. Awesome. It's really loud in there. Super excited. If you can spend money to go see Kanye West and Beyonce, y'all can spend. And guess what? To see them WWE superstars, it's only like $50. We were up close for only $50, $100 for 2 tickets. That's easy money, guys, for y'all. I mean, y'all spend, all you got to do is save $5. Y'all spend money on Black Amal, cigarettes, cigars, weed, drinking, whatever your addiction is. So, There we go. We got Lone Wolf back, guys. So
my bad.
They love
booting me off the line for some reason. I'm my bad, man. I apologize for leaving you hanging, but I'm back. But to go back what you were saying, just jump right back in. Yeah, I think all 10 college teams in Texas won. And that's including your A&M Aggies, my Longhorns, and also my Cougars. So, everybody, it seems like it's a really exciting time in Texas. And, it just goes to show, when it comes to football, that shit originates down here, saying Texas, Louisiana. And, that was great. Looking forward to seeing the Longhorns and the Cougars both doing well, just considering that U of H is making a strong bid to join the Big 12 anyway, in the next couple of years here. But, like I said, just going back to that Teddy Bridgewater, Sam Bradford situation, I mean, you got to have a good quarterback, so I understand why the Vikings did that. And, I'm just looking forward to seeing my Titans, I know everybody's like, man, why is that your team and da-da-da, but I'm excited about what's going on over there, new GM. We got rid of some guys, that everybody was kind of like, why'd y'all get rid of them? But, I'm impressed with what I've seen from DeMarco Murray. I like the fact that we got Andre Johnson over there with veteran leadership. And, I think Mariota's going to have a good year. I think the defense is going to be solid. So, we're going to see what happens with that. And, of course, we still got this talk about Colin Kaepernick and people coming out saying this and that. But, I'm going to tell y'all something, man. If it's a problem, it's going to remain a problem if you keep giving it attention, So that's all I got to say, on that, So if it's a problem for you, there you go. If it ain't, well, then there you go. So, more power to him for, standing up, for behind his statement and whatever it is that he's trying to, advocate, he's doing what he got to do. He's standing behind it, and of course, just like I said before on the last show, sometimes you got to make statements and people ain't going to like it, but at the end of the day, it's about the end result and what it produces, because obviously if the things that people are saying ain't working, then you got to try something else, man. That's just the bottom line. So,
Yeah, guys. Lone Wolf, you guys here first. Okay, we're going to go right into – let's just drop right into which really what we should be talking about first is that this WWE. Now – I notice a lot of fans are upset because they're saying SmackDown's better than Raw, which I said that 3 months ago. I said that a long time ago. SmackDown did their thing.
I actually posted that last night, and I said that because I know Kevin Owens is your boy, but it's not being done right. You stole, Triple H. If you wanted him to be the champion, why did you steal the glory and come out and win the match for him? That shit was weak as fuck. And WWE, you can't use Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns for every pay-per-view. You got to switch it up, man. You can't – I mean, I get it that those are your poster boys, but you got to find somebody else, man. Back in the Hogan days, you had Ultimate Warrior, Macho Man, Jake the Snake Roberts, Big Boss Man, all these other guys, man, that that people look to, that Hogan was never my favorite wrestler. You know what I'm saying? Now it's just like you got like three or four guys and that's it. And not to take credit away from any of the other wrestlers, but it's just that every pay-per-view, it's the same thing. Unless it's SummerSlam, Royal Rumble, or WrestleMania, it's the same shit. And it's getting really old. And, you should have put Randy Orton on Raw because you really need him there. You don't really need him on SmackDown. You need him on Raw. Raw is suffering. And, that's why I said SmackDown's better than Raw, because Dean Ambrose, at first I wasn't feeling them, but I got to give it to him, man. Like, he's doing what needs to be done. The rest of these guys, I don't know what they're doing, man. How you win the title, but you get suspended for a wellness policy. So, I mean, shit don't make no sense, man. You know what I'm saying? Seth Rollins, everybody you wrestle gets hurt. You can't be the champion if you're hurting everybody.
I agree, bro, 100% with everything that you're saying. And Roman Reigns is my boy, but I still agree with what you got to say. You're right.
I like Titus O'Neil. I like Apollo Crews. I like Cesaro. I like Ryback. Rusev. These guys are all guys that got potential and really could carry the mantle, that Goldberg, Brock Lesnar type mantle. But the Raw ship is sinking, man. You know what I'm saying? They're not doing it right, you know. And now you have to resort to bringing somebody back because it stinks, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, and correct me if I'm wrong, I'm guessing it's Stephanie McMahon running Raw and Shane running SmackDown. So it's no coincidence of why things the way they are, man.
Well, that just goes to show you
Mick Foley, you come out last night and talk about triple threat ratchet if you win the match on next Raw. That's weak, bro. That's so, like, telegraphic and so, like, a weak way of putting out. Like, I don't want to see Roman Reigns next Monday night, nor do I want to see him in a pay-per-view, honestly. I mean, come on, man. Like, that's going to be your headliner every week? Vince McMahon, you need to call a timeout, man.
I mean, bro,
you got Jericho and you pee on him like that? You know,
yeah,
where's
they fucking up him bad. They're fucking up him bad, though. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't understand what's going on that program, but SmackDown, you know, they doing their thing, man.
Yeah. And you already know my top two guys right now, bro. Brock Lesnar, Randy Orton, top two hands down, bro. Right? I mean, they go in there, get the job done. You know what I'm saying? And you know, that's what's going on. Been liking Randy Orton even when he's healed. I like him, so it really don't matter. I ain't just, you know, good. Only good jobs. I fuck with the bad guys too, because I understand the business. I understand that you need bad guys in order to you know, and it's for entertainment. You know what I'm saying? So no, you can't. You're right. You can't keep running these guys. And what's going to end up happening is Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins. You keep running them guys at every main event on Monday. You're putting them on dark matches in SmackDown. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just over and over again, bro. They in main events on pay-per-view. They in main events on SmackDown and Raw. You know what I'm saying? They're in dark matches on each other on Raw and SmackDown. They travel with the Raw locker room. Off camera, they're having matches after it goes off air. They have a dark match off TV, and they're traveling. It's going to be wearing thin, man. You got to put other people to fit the bill, man. Cesaro is a perfect example. Repackage him. Whatever you got to do. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. It's 100%.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, Sheamus. You know he's not really good as a heel, man. He's better as a babyface. He's not good as a heel. Just being honest, you know. You know Cesaro can play the bad guy. That's good. You know what I'm saying, go out there and Switzerland, fuck USA, all that shit. You know, I mean, just saying that. You know, not saying fuck USA, but I'm saying like you use that as a, you know what I'm saying, you know, he could play a bad guy. They're pushing him off, slowly pushing him out. You know, they already got Alberto Del Rio. He left. Cody Rhodes left. There's been rumors that Sasha Banks will be leaving too. There's been rumors that she might be walking out. So they got a lot of wrestlers walking out. You know, TNA is just capitalizing on all those kind of situations. So while they're counting me down, ladies and gentlemen, tune in tomorrow. Talk about the real-life situations going on. Hit us up, Wolfpack TV_Raw Business Radio. This is part, very first episode of Raw Business Radio. You know what I'm saying? You guys know what it is. Long Wolf, nothing else. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Let us out, man.
Survey says.
NWO. We out, ladies and gentlemen. Wolf Nation, you already know what it is. We'll be right back.